This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 29th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. At Oshkosh yesterday afternoon, EAA AirVenture attendees were treated to more amazing sights. A demo flight by Virgin Galactic's VMS Eve mothership had Sir Richard Branson on board as an official crew member for his first flight on the plane named after his mother. That demo was closely followed by the arrival of the Airbus A380 and several spectacular passes in slow flight. It's hard to describe how huge this thing looks in the pattern over Whitman Regional, but easier to picture the 12-inch margin for error in keeping the main gear on the edge of the pavement during taxi. This A380 is test aircraft number 4 and will remain on display through its departure on Friday. Among the forums at Oshkosh yesterday, a panel organized by EAA's Government Affairs Department highlighted the onrush of regulations under the U.S. Clean Air Act, which will eventually prohibit the use of aviation fuels containing tetraethyl lead. Panelists included Glenn Passavant of EPA, Mark Rumazin, aviation fuel specialist in the FAA's Aircraft Certification Division, Walter DeRozier, engineering and maintenance for the General Aviation Manufacturers Association, and Roger Gobin of ExxonMobil, chair of the ASTM panel on aviation fuel. While individual opinions varied, there was a general consensus that the end is near for 100 low lead, which is facing both market and EPA regulatory challenges, and that measures will be needed to keep legacy aircraft flying when the day comes that that fuel goes away. As to when that day might be, Passant commented, quote, "I've been looking at the aviation fuel issue since 1990, and if you asked me then if we'd still be using 100 low lead in 2009, I'd say no way," unquote. Cessna announced yesterday that its Model 162 Skycatcher is in compliance with industry consensus standards for light sport aircraft. Deliveries are expected to begin before year's end. CEO Jack Pelton commented, quote, "This is significant not only for Cessna, but for the aviation community as a whole. Once these airplanes enter service, they will act as a catalyst for increased pilot starts. They'll significantly change the economics of ownership and operation for flight schools, aircraft renters, and aircraft owners, and will benefit the entire GA community," unquote. The start of deliveries will return Cessna to the marketplace of new two-place trainers for the first time in a quarter century, and the 162 will be Cessna's lowest-priced aircraft. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Lycoming flies its IE2 engine to Oshkosh. Tornado Alley adds a new performance tweak for Cirrus owners. And SMA says its Aero diesel is alive and moving forward. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Jason Blair, Executive Director of the National Association of Flight Instructors. And we'll get a status update on NAFI after a year filled with controversy. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.